FDNY forced to clarify that ambulances do not provide coronavirus testing. By Hannah Blow on December 31, 2021. The New York City Fire Department, FDNY, on Wednesday released a direct update, clarifying that ambulances do not provide testing for the Chinese coronavirus, nor do they transport patients to hospitals to be tested upon request. New Yorkers, ambulances do not provide testing for COVID-19, and patients are not transported to a hospital to be tested upon request, FDNY said in a social media update. Transport decisions are made based on medical needs. Please only call 911 during a real emergency. For non-emergencies, call 311. It continued alongside a video, which reiterated those points. FDNY urges New Yorkers to only call 911 during a real emergency. If you are not severely ill, allow first responders to assist those most in need. Only call 911 if you need help right away, the first responder in the video stated. If you have severe symptoms, including shortness of breath, chest pain, high fever, or low oxygen level, go to an emergency department or call 911. For situations that are not an emergency, or if you need help finding a healthcare provider, call 311, she continued, emphasizing the importance of only calling 911 for a real emergency. The plea coincides with reports of thousands of NYPD and FDNY employees out sick. Roughly 6,600 NYPD employees called out sick on Tuesday, about 20% of the department's workforce. Of those, 3,000 were officers with flu-like symptoms and about 1,500 were positive for COVID. Pix11 reported, adding that FDNY has been hit with a similar situation. As of Wednesday, 30% of EMS workers and 17% of firefighters were on medical leave, it reported. That comes despite Mayor Bill de Blasio's, D, coercive vaccine mandates, forcing first responders to get the jab. As of last week, 88% of all NYPD workers are fully vaccinated, the New York Post reported. Notably, the day after Christmas, New York City comprised 29% of the country's recent cases of the virus, despite de Blasio's coercive vaccine edicts.